sort of the history of the passing back, the third down back that you guys have had here, the Kevin Falks, Danny Woodhead. You know, what in your opinion has sort of made those guys work? What are the characteristics of that position?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty important position in our offense. So Dion did a great job of it this year. Brandon's done a great job when he's got his chance. James White has done it for us. And we've had some great players at that position over the years. So I think it's dependability. That's probably because there's a lot of things that you ask that player to do, not just catch the ball, but when you hand it to him, what are you going to do? And when blitz pick up, and it's kind of a lot of things that happen back there. And we have quite a few protections. So when it comes down to it, you got to have someone that you have a lot of confidence in that can obviously be a playmaker with the ball, but also be dependable to do some dirty work that, you know, when the ball's getting thrown to Gronk or Jules or Danny or Joe, you know, that you got someone in the backfield that's picking up blitzers and maybe helping clean out the pocket. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, keep plugging away at it.
Hey, Tom, we all know the history. Does the sight of the New York Giants just disgust you?
They're a good team. I mean, they've always played us pretty tough. So we're expecting their best. They got some really good players. Obviously really well coached. So they're just a tough team. We've always played them. I mean, we've always had very, very close games against them, even when we won. We just haven't won as many of them as I would have liked to have won.
Tom, knowing how competitive you are, do those two previous ones, the Super Bowl ones, still bother you and motivate you going forward?
I would much rather have won them than lost them. But, you know, they won't have any bearing on this week or, you know, what the matchups are. It's a totally different team and game and situation and so forth. But they got a great organization. They've had a great organization for a long time. They've got some great history with a lot of players, one of the oldest franchises, you know, in the NFL. So there's just a lot of history with the team. And, you know, we're pretty familiar with them because we play them in the preseason every year. I don't think I've played against them in the preseason in a long time, but I know our team does. So, like I said, it's a very good team, and you know they're tough on defense, so we're gonna have to play well.
Both Brandon and James have talked about catching balls in practice, and I imagine as well outside of practice that you guys get some extra work done. How important is your accessibility to other guys on the team who aren't quote unquote first teamers? Whether it's in the structure of practice or outside of it, and also questions outside the meeting room, so that those guys, if they need to, could step in and not miss a beat.
Yeah, because that's, you know, everybody's role is really important, and you could be second on the depth chart or third on the depth chart and really quickly become first on the depth chart. So you got to work with everybody and have the confidence in everybody. You just can't spend all your time with, you know, three or four guys. I mean, whatever skill players we have, those guys get a lot of reps. You know, I've worked a lot with Brandon Bolden over the years, worked with James White since he got here. You know, Brandon LaFell's been a starting receiver for a while now, so he's gotten a lot of actions. But I'm still working with Keyshawn and, you know, Mike Williams and trying to get as many throws as you can because, like, this game is a game of attrition. This is when you start to see what your team's all about. This is when you see the quality, the depth of the players, the mental toughness, all those things play a factor. How well done in September and October in the improvement area so that you can see yourself in November improve on things that maybe you weren't great at earlier in the year. So, and that all comes with, you know, I said the other day, just making deposits and doing it even when it may not be an issue, before it's an issue, so that you can try to stay ahead of things in case, you know, something happens and you get injuries, and then at least you built up some reps with a lot of guys and they built up a lot of reps in the offense. So, you know, hopefully there's not much of a drop-off if you lose some players.
Tom, with the attrition of the offensive line, what kind of things can you do in practice, film, game, to kind of keep everybody on the same page and make it simple for everybody, or simpler?
Yeah, it's a lot of communication because we're all tied together. And, you know, whatever I do or call I make really impacts what they're trying to do, what they're trying to accomplish. And because I'm – you know, talk to our coordinator, I'm the one that conveys that message to the rest of the group in the huddle and at the line of scrimmage. I mean, you don't want to, you know, have three guys on the play doing one thing and the other seven doing another and a quarterback doing another. You got to have everybody always doing the right thing. So it's just constant communication and trying to make sure everybody's always on the same page, that we're all working in the same direction. Even if we're wrong, we're doing it all wrong together. So you can do it with some decisiveness. So it's just about, the more we're together and the more we do it, the more we can build confidence and certainly knowing things we're good at, but also things that we're not good at. But that's, part of the transition you have to make when new guys are playing different positions and so forth. So I'd say we learned a lot last week in the second half of the game about, kind of where we're at as an offense and things that we're going to need to continue to improve on. And like I said, you don't plan for certain scenarios and all of a sudden they happen. You got to figure out what to do when you're under fire. And that's kind of part of the challenging thing about football. And I'm glad we came out of it ahead.
Their ability to force turnovers and how good they are when it comes to forcing turnovers, other than ball security, reaching ball security, which is obviously paramount every week, what are some things that you guys can do to prepare for something like that?
Yeah, it's ball security, and that comes with physical drills we work on in practice, but it's also a lot of decision-making too. I mean, a lot of it's risk-reward in terms of, do I stick the ball out at the goal line on first down? Like, that's usually not a good thing to do. It's the chance of losing the ball is, definitely higher if it's away from your body. Or you play a team like this that strips the ball a lot. I mean, if you're in traffic with four defenders, how are you going to get to the ground without them raking the ball off you? And they've done a good job of that. They hold guys up. They rip the ball out. Forced a lot of interceptions this year. They got a lot of playmakers. I think their scheme really plays a part of that. I think their coordinator does a great job putting those guys in position to be aggressive, to make plays on the ball, whether that's a safety position or the corner position. And they all catch the ball really well. So it's just going to be important making good decisions, reading out the coverage, obviously not throwing it to them. And then, when we get the ball in our hands, it's about good decision-making and knowing when to cut your losses and get down and protect the ball and be ready for the next play. But you got to play aggressively. I mean, you can't kneel on the ball three times and, score a lot of points. So there's always risk reward to, those decisions that you make when the ball's in your hand.
Tom, the yards you guys have been able to gain after catch, how much of it comes down to the precision and timing of the routes and how much of it is the talent of the receivers that you have?
Yeah, I think both of those are very important because a lot of it's the timing and anticipation. I've always felt that the best offenses can anticipate one another. The receivers can anticipate where I'm throwing it, when they're going to get the ball. The better timing you have on offense, the more productive you'll have because less time the defense has to react to where the ball's actually going. So when you get it to Danny in space or Julian in space or Joe in space or Gronk, obviously, what he's been able to do. All those guys can catch and run with it. And we do a lot of drills, as you guys see in training camp, with us, running in the open field. So much about football that will never change is running with the ball, tackling, throwing, catching, all those fundamental drills that we've tried to build up with our team. And then when you get the ball in space, what do the guys do with it? And our guys have done a great job of doing great things with it after we catch the ball, so. Hopefully we can continue it. If they're going to, give us some off coverage and we can't hit something underneath and let us run, that's, those can be big plays for offense. Thank you.